So first of all, I would like to say that my paper, what I've wrote, it's all around, so you can read it. Now I chose to only talk about a fragment of it, not the whole. So I will only talk about one group, one contemporary dance or moving theater group, let's say. So my theme was to talk about contemporary dance and movement theater in Hungary, basically from 1988 until today, and surely about its spaces. This outlines a different signification of alternative and experimental space usage from the just mentioned alternative dramatic theatres, what was Judith talking about. In spite of both are existing in a completely parallel way, and most of the spaces are connected to a dramatic and non-verbal dance performances as well. The few spaces of contemporary dance lines out an other aspect of experimental space, and it occurs that the space itself has bigger influence in case of dance theater. In the context of dance, such terms as the experimental way of using space, the alternativity, or the independence of the so-called stone theater structure might have different meanings, even if we are talking about a very the same theatrical space. The main reason for that is that Hungarian contemporary dance has a counterculture position from its very beginning, and mostly it has always been shown in alternative spaces and not in prestigious stone theaters. The experiments for a new dance language were against the culture politics of the time, so they received, no financial or institutional help, but only forbidding reactions. Only some amateur workshops and local community centers would host these independent experiments. So as a reason of these experimenting dance groups could not move out from this counterculture position, not even after the change of the system in 1990. That's why the new spaces for dance stayed in their independent and marginal position as a counterpoint of the professional stone theater structure. And I can say that it's quite the same until now. Performing in an alternative space cannot obviously be seen as a gesture of secession, but only as the necessity of the non-admitted dance, which means that in the context of contemporary dance and movement theatre, everything after the mid-1980s can be called alternative. Obviously, there are a few artists within this context too, whose selection of space can be threatened as a gesture of leaving traditional theatre. So now I would like to talk about a group like this, which is one of those few examples who did it in a conscious and consequential way. The name of this group is Artus. Or Artus. I will talk about it from now. And there are two reasons why I chose to talk only about this group, and not about the others, which will appear in the book, and which is appearing in this short paper which I wrote. So the first reason is because of the interesting way of how they work with the space, and because there is a very, very important role in their performance. So the space has a very, very important role in their performances. The second reason why I'm talking only about this is that From some aspects, this group can be seen as a model for the Hungarian contemporary dance. I hope that that you will understand at the end why I'm saying that this group and the history of this group is a model. So alike the Hungarian contemporary dance and movement theater, Artus begins in the middle of 1980s. In that period, some artists, independently from each other, obviously, made different experimentations to renew the form language of dance. These experiments were hosted by different amateur workshops and community centers. So they were known only by a very small and very elite group of people. So the first generation for contemporary dance and movement theater have grown out from these marginal amateur workshops from the mid-1980s. And Gábor Goda, who is the former of this group, was also working in an amateur workshop which was dealing with pantomime. The group itself was founded in 1985 by Gábor Goda and Ildikó Máldi. And in the first 10 years of their history, it was functioning only in community centers and different theatrical institutions, a lot of what Judith was talking about also. Not having a permanent rehearsal space and performing in different theatrical spaces every time didn't make it possible for them to work as the way they wanted, which was basically a way of workshop-based creativity. By the way, I would like to add that the lack of rehearsal spaces is until now a huge problem for dance and movement theater in Hungary, and it has a huge influence, which is really visible also in if we just have a look at the dance performances nowadays and how they use the space itself. So they had to make a kind of performances which can be adopted to different spaces very easily. So Gábor Goda didn't see himself neither in the structure nor in the spaces of these institutions and wanted to be completely independent intellectually and artistically. Since the structure of the so-called hosting theaters or stagione theaters, so the theaters which Judith were mentioning, didn't allow to experiment and work in a workshop base. So that's why Gábor Goda was looking for a place for their own, not for a theater, but rather for a workshop space. As Goda is saying, what we do is about searching. There are no ready thoughts and sure forms. So he was looking for a place independent from the theatrical structure and as follows, independent from the financial system too, at least at the beginning. His gesture can be seen as a secession from theater. Gábor Goda's working method also requires to have an independent space of his own. His working method is basically that before each performance there is a very, very long, 8, 10 or maybe 12 months long kind of rehearsal period or working period together with the members of the company. And they make the performance as in a collective way, based on the dancers and the actors' personal experiences. So after 10 years working in these theaters, he decided to move to a factory, which he got for free, first to the so-called Kaola factory. There are some pictures about it. And in 1999, to their present place, which is also a factory, and you could already see some pictures. This space functions in 70% as a workshop and in 30% as a space to perform. I'll show you some pictures also. Down there is the view from outside. This is the staircase, and those two pictures are from the exhibiting room, because they are making exhibitions as well. And this is the so-called bar of the place where they also, which they also uses obviously for performances as well. So they got this factory or part of the factory, which they could use however they wanted. So which is so they used it in very unordinary ways. So they could have for each performance another space with a stable scenery. So it means that one performance is in one space and another is in another space within the building. I hope it's understandable. So, for example, this is a good example for that. This is Fox Spirits, that's the title of this performance. They made a 300 square meters big built scenery for that. The group Medence Csoport, the pool group, it can be translated like that, made it together with them, made out of wood and cardboard. Maybe down there you see that the floor is from cardboard, which is an important point because that shows how Gábor Goda uses the elements of the building and the circumstances in their performances, which means that at the beginning they didn't have, neither now, they don't have money for having a professional floor for dancing on, so they made for themselves from cardboard, and then after they decided to use it as a part of the scenery as well. So the space has a very important role in the performances of the artists. Every performance has its own space, which is a very important element of the concept. The space is not a circumstance for them, but the essence of the performance, we can say that. And it has a very interesting role about the spectators and how they treating the spectators. In this Fox Spirits, audience had to walk through a labyrinth-like path, and here in this bar they could see videos, meet with the so-called Fox Spirits, the dancers, and see different installations. And after they did walk through it, they arrived to the place of the actual performance. Now I would like to, I hope I will be able to show a short video just to understand how it was. students are going all around. There is another example of how they're working with space. There is Don Quixote Mausoleum, another performance of them, which is in the space, around the space, there are funny little happenings done by the artists of the group. And the spectators could walk around the space watching the mini performances of the dancers, And it was something like walking in a museum and seeing all the installations or artworks. And they were reacting and trying to work together with the audience. For example, on that picture you see that the dancer were shaking hands with all the audiences, like this little puppet, you know, I don't know how do you say it in English, which is going back and forth. And another example is the Hermes 13, which is, it starts with in the gallery space, up there in the picture is visible, unrecognizably for the audience while they were waiting for the performance. And there were little kind of performances or happenings or things like that going on in the waiting room. And then the audience went into this room where the down there where you see in the seats, and they were participating in a kind of play or experiment. You will see in the video how it was. And after that there were different parts of the space, and the audience were walking through the different spaces. So that makes it visible how Gábor Godá doesn't use the linear dramaturgy in his plays, but rather dealing with simultaneous actions. And so there are different things going on parallelly, and the spectators have to put them together in their head by moving in the space. These are scenes from the performance. So there were something like little installations which the dancers were part of them. For example, the hands were acting like a plant in a room. But it will be more obvious when I show the little video, maybe. Yeah, no. Sorry, it's not just the song. finish. Okay, so that made it. Sorry, didn't finish. Okay, so just I showed this video just to give you a really short idea about how they work with the spectator, or how they use this kind of simultaneous actions together, and how important role the spectator has. So, it's very important that the spectator has an equal role to the actors and dancers. And there is just to mention one thing that there was the group made two performances with two titles, one for children, one for adults. But when one saw all the two, it turned out that they are just the same, and there is only one difference between them, which is the audience. And they are saying that the other way of watching, so the way of a children watches a dance performance and an adult, makes another kind of perception, which makes the performance to be another performance. So the spectator is not an outsider, but an equal part of the play. And they use no hierarchy within their plays. And the artist, the dancers, the spectators, the music, the scenery, the dance, and so on, everything is equal. And just I would like to mention one more thing, and then I finish, that they really make new questions, which I think that it's quite hard nowadays to make new questions about how can people watch the borderline between the different disciplines. And my personal opinion is that they are now the only Hungarian company who really could make efforts to make a kind of realize kind of Gesamtkunstwerk ideas, which is, I know it's a big word for that, but they really make new questions in these terms, which is after the avant-garde, can be quite hard. So these are just some examples how they work together with fine artists. They make exhibitions with them. They cooperate with them in performances, and they give them studios in their factory building. So there is a kind of community of artists with dancers, fine artists, and so on. And for example, these sculptures there, which is Wille Turcsány's sculpture. It was her diploma work with the title "The Strange Dance of Fox Spirits," which means that this sculpture made the idea for Gábor Goda and the title to make the Fox Spirits performance, and the audience had to work under this sculpture to enter the performance space. And another example how they cooperate with fine artists, they sometimes use their spaces too. It means that they're going to museums to make performances and dance performances there. For example, in Ludwig Museum in Budapest, they showed the installations of the Hermes 13, which I just showed in the video. And in the Museum of Fine Arts in Budapest, they made kind of reactions to Abakanovic's sculptures. She had a huge exhibition there, and they made a dance around the sculptures. So thank you for your attention, and if anyone has a question, please feel free.